Welcome back to the Lyricast Snippet. My name is Jeffrey Way, and today we're talking about tribes, or more specifically, choose your tribe wisely. And what I mean by that, we'll see how well I describe that. It's a little abstract, but what I mean is, for whatever reason, we all have the tendency to faction ourselves into these little tribes or these little communities. And this is true even outside of code. It's just something that we do, and that's fine. No problem with it. But you do have to consider the ups and downs to it. Because for whatever reason, just the way we're built, we join communities or we join our little factions or our little tribes. Whether we like it or not, we just have this tendency to parrot whatever the general consensus happens to be for any given issue for that community. And you see it across the board, right? For example, if we even think about something like politics, why does it always seem like if you label yourself a Democrat, then that means you have to subscribe to every single item on this list? Whereas if you're a Republican, well, then that means, of course, you don't believe climate change is real because you're a Republican. You know what I mean? It's kind of blurry there. Why does believing in a certain way to run government translate to your views on some kind of social issue or some kind of scientific issue? Across the board, not going after either side whatsoever. It's kind of it makes no sense, right? I never understand it. And I think it's just, once again, that idea that when you join these tribes, for better or worse, you're all kind of parroting one another. And worse, I think, you kind of build a little wall around yourselves, and you can't hear anything from outside anymore because you have that big brick wall dividing you. Instead, you just hear the vibrations and the echoes from all the other people in your circle. And this is something we have to be careful about. We have to accept that, yes, going back to code, developers are going to join little communities and they're going to create factions. And we should not shame them for that. This is just a simple fact of life and it's what we do. But having said that, as great as these little communities are, I wouldn't trade them for anything, we do have to remember that we have this tendency to parrot one another and we have this tendency to block any other view from getting inside that circle. It's kind of a strange thing. We're kind of battling one another. And you see this, I don't know if you see it, but on Twitter, it's undeniable to me. This group is their little circle, and this is what they subscribe to, and they retweet each other, and they parrot each other. Here's this other little group, maybe the Laravel folks, and they kind of do their own thing. Here's the WordPress people. You know what I mean? That you're in these little circles, and often what you represent is very different from what this other circle represents. But it's weird because we're talking about code and we're talking about approaches and ideas and patterns, and there should be nothing wrong with that. We should never lock that down where that can't be discussed. Generally, what I find is that when people get upset or things get a little heated on Twitter, it's usually because one side will make a claim that feels like an attack on the other side. So if this group kind of subscribes to this philosophy for writing code, and this group over here has a totally different philosophy for how you go about building applications and what's important and what things you need to factor into the equation. So yeah, I guess it just stands to reason that those two sides are always going to kind of be fighting each other a little bit. Again, not really fighting, just at a very lighthearted, low level. But it's there. You can't deny it. So for somebody listening here, maybe you're a little bit younger or you're kind of getting into this community, yeah, you have to be very specific about which tribe you choose to join, because sometimes you just kind of fall into one. Maybe you got your start, I don't know, tailoring WordPress themes. Okay, well, now you use WordPress, so you just keep using WordPress, and you start building custom themes, and then you start building plugins, and you didn't even realize it happened, but it did. You're now a WordPress developer, and that's your community. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever, by the way. But it does mean you kind of have to steer the ship a little bit more. Rather than just falling into something, think about who you want to be and what group of people you relate to the most and what sort of people kind of apply the ideas you may personally have for how code should be written. Because if you don't, yeah, you're just going to fall into a little circle, a little faction. And whether you like it or not, you, just like I, you're just going to start parroting what the other people in that circle say. And You may even lose your ability to think really objectively. I don't know. It happens to the best of us. I see it on Twitter a lot where, this is going to sound really arrogant. I don't mean it to sound that way at all. Just being honest with you guys. Sometimes I'll see maybe a new coder friend or somebody who's kind of getting into the industry. And they're in that phase where you can see that they can be swayed one way or the other because they don't really know. And at that phase, you're just kind of grasping for somebody to show you the way, right? We're all there. But anyways, sometimes I'll see them leaning towards maybe some community or some philosophy or way of approaching code that I feel like, no, that's not the way you want to go. This is going to lead you down the wrong path. Sometimes I want to almost like lasso them and bring them back over here. I know that sounds so arrogant. Who am I to say anything? But that's just kind of the crap that goes around in my head that I would never say. Anyways, rambling. I'm really bad at this. Very sorry. Choose your tribe wisely. Try to find like-minded people who subscribe to the same principles that you do. But once you join that tribe, do your best to knock down those walls because you never want to be in a situation where you're just parroting what the other people say. We all do it, but we got to be careful about it.